Ovis per Gimel Mishne Beis, Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyenim Oimer. Habe Mispal Bishloime Shal Malchus, Shal Molei Moiro Ish Es Re'eyu Chaim Beloi. Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyenim. Skana Koyenim means that he was the second amongst the Koyenim. What does that mean? That means either he was the Skan, what's mentioned in the Mishnah, is that he was Malav the Koyen Godel, and he was Bim Koyen the Koyen Godel, if necessary, on Yom Kippur. Where he had some other position, but clear that he was alive b'tkufas habayis. He's also one of the Tanoim, one of the Heiliger Tanoim that was killed by the Romans, one of the Asora Haruge Malchus. And his Omer over here clarifies one statement that clarifies what the relationship that a person should have, al pi Torah, to Malchus. Malchus over here does not refer to Malchus of Malchus Beis Dovid, refers to Malchus of Goyim. Have a mispal b'shloime shal Malchus, one should be loyal, davin, uphold the welfare of the Malchus, shal mole meiro, if not for the fear, the law, discipline, whatever you want to call it, that they impose, ish esreyev chayim beloy. The end of Tkufas Ba'asheni was marked by some anarchy and a lot of lawlessness in Yerushalayim. You find the Gemara in Saita and other places. And clearly, Reb Chanina Skana Koyenim is giving a Das Torah, a perspective, on how to be Nisyachas to this. The Mishnah over here abruptly continues with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin Oimer. Reb Chanina ben Tradin, even though they have the same first name, is a completely different Tkufa. He is from the Haruge Malchus, from the Asar Haruge Malchus, that was B'Tkufa Sebe Kiva, in the war of maybe 60 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. That was the uprising against the Romans that led to the Shmad, where there was the Haruge Beitar, and Bekiva was killed in the aftermath of that Mulchoma, and he was also. So the Kesh over here would seem to be only Mitzad the first name. It's interesting. The Mepharshim aren't telling exactly what the Kesh between the two is. But Reb Chanina ben Tradin Oimer, and there's going to be a memer over here on the yachas of a yid to the seriousness of bittul Torah, of being kavua bittul Torah. And the next Mishnah, Reb Shimon, will be also a Tana from a different tkufa, and the connection will be the two will be this understanding, this teaching about bittul Torah. So Reb Chanina ben Tradian teaches us shnayim sheyoshvim beim v'neim divrei Torah, two that are sitting together, and there isn't a chibur of Torah between the two of them. There isn't divrei Torah. Hareza Moshev Leitzim. The Pashat the Pshat in the Mishnah is that really the Shnayim over here is lav davka. What he means to say is that somebody's not oisik about Torah. It's not that he's just not on a madrega of being oisik about Torah, but he's a let. But the pasuk that's brought refers to a Moshev Leitzim. Ubemoyshav Leitzim Layoshav seems to be over here an extra emphasis on the Shnayim Sheyoshvim Vem Benem Divretar. Let's read on, we'll see this weiter. Ava Shnayim Sheyoshvim Vyesh Benem Divretar, Shchina Shui Benem, Shenema Oz Nidru Yira Hashem Isho Reyeu. There's a special Madrega in the Isho Reyeu when the conversation that's to be had between two people is Nidru Yira Hashem, they're called Yira Hashem, that's the conversation. V'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikosev sefzi korin. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam hears what their conversation is, and it's written down for posterity in the sefzi korin lefonav liyirei Hashem l'chosh v'shmoi. So there's a tremendous madrega on conversations on divrei Torah between two yidden. It seems over here like the Mishnah is emphasizing the shnayim. That is that not only is there a failing when a person is oisik b'Torah and he could have, and he's oisik in dvarim b'teilim, but there's a certain definition of a place when there's two people. It's more than just a madreig on the person. It's the mokoim. It's a moish of leitzim. It's a yeshiva of leitzim. And now the Mishnah continues. Ein li'el shnayim. Is this only true by two people that their occupation should be with each other, talking and learning, talking about Torah? Minayin shafilu echot sheyeshiv oisik v'Torah shehakadosh baruch hu kaveh l'schar. Is Torah only a social to fill up the space between people in conversation? No. The Torah also demands that a yochid should spend as much time and as much of his efforts that he has and koyches that he has in learning Torah. and a person was Yeshiva, he said, the Rebbeinu Shem's Kavel is Chad. This Mestomah does not mean that the Mishnah has to be Moisiv. How do you know somebody's learning Torah is Mekayim a Mitzvah Yetzchah? Is there a Havim in that Torah is not a Mitzvah? And look at the Pasuk that he brings. Shenema Yeshiv Bodet V'yidoim Kinot Lolov. It doesn't bring a conversation of a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He brings a Pasuk that when a person sits Bodet alone, it's a Pasuk in Eicha, V'yidoim and he's quiet, Mitech Tzoros, Kinot Al Olov. So the Chazal dashing over here, we're talking about a person who's sitting alone, that even as he sits alone, V'yidam, he's quiet because there's nobody, he's not having a conversation with anybody, it's silent. Kinot al olav that he gets schar. So the Mishnah doesn't bring the regular pasuk of Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah is bringing the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah in a special sense of being kaveya the shem hamokim. There's a certain aura that a person creates. In a place where Yidin talk and learning, it creates a certain aura. It's not just about learning, it's about bringing that Torah into the space in Olam Hazeh. And that creates a mokrim of Hashuas Hashchina, as opposed to a place where people are kaveh themselves. And not in Limud HaTorah, it creates an aura of a Moshe of Leitzim. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon L'chayra, over here is mentioned, even though really, Stam Reb Shimon the Mishnayis is Reb Shimon Bayechoy, that's L'chayra who we're referring to. Reb Shimon Bayechoy is later than Reb Chanina Ben Tradin. Reb Chanina Ben Tradin is a contemporary of Reb Akiva, and his daughter married Reb Meir, who's also a Talmud of Reb Akiva, who's a colleague of the Heilige Reb Shimon Bayechoy. So Reb Shimon Bayechoy over here is mentioned, L'chayr, in conjunction with what was previously said, he adds to this idea of not only Yechidim in their capacity of Limud HaTorah, which was the Esek that we had in the last few Mishnayos in Perek Beis, but over here there's a certain Hisyaksos, to a mokrim of people engaging in Torah together. Here already we're talking about three. Three people sitting down by a meal together has a kriyus. It's machayv, a special bracha. Birchas hazimun, it's already called a crowd. Two is a company, three is a crowd, goes the old expression. When three people are sitting together, v'le'omro alav divrei Torah, so then the mokrim becomes a mokrim, which is the opposite of kedushas shulchan. Is a mizbech, zeh ha-shulchan ha-shel lefnei Hashem. The table becomes the opposite. A karbonis, the mizbech, is a mokum of chayim. And over here, since le'omro lov divrei Torah, that table and the food that's eaten, kilu ochlu mizivchei mesim, it becomes dem la'avoy dezor. A person's ois is not oisik in Torah. It doesn't say that he's an ois of the avoy dezor. But if the mokum is a mokum that's devoid of ashuras ha-shkina, and it could have been, then that vacuum gives it a Rachman al Tzan, a shame, that's a place of Ochlu Zivchei Meisim. Ki shenema ki kol ha-shulchanos molu ki tzoyo, the tables are filled, this is talking about Ovidei Avodah Zarah, the Novi Yeshaya says, are full of excrement, are full of filth. Bili mokim, it's a mokim that's not a mokim. The opposite of mokim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is called mokim, because the Rebbeinu Shalom creates Kedushas ha-mokim. Look at Reb Chaim Volozhiner at the beginning of Shah Gimel in Nefesh HaChaim for an explanation in depth of what that means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the space called Olam Hazeh, and he sustains that Mokim. He's called in that sense Mokim. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Over here the Mokim is Bili Mokim because it's full of nothingness, of a Zara, lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Aval Shloish HaShoch Lo HaShulchan Echa V'Amra Lov Divrei Torah. Like we just said. Shenema vaydaber elai. The Novi Yecheskel says, Ze ha-shulchan ha-shel lefnei Hashem. The mashmos is not only that the people that are there are lefnei Hashem. The mokoim is a mokoim which invites in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly the two Mishnayos have been the siachis to this kedushas ha-mokoim of where people are kavua together with divrei Torah and the opposite chalilah.